I just heard this.
Oh, you're right. We did. Yeah. Okay, well, oh, okay. You're listening.
Hey, hello.
Hey, you're listening to Radio Pizza Party.
The show with the most radios, the most pizzas, and the most parties.
Oh, absolutely.
What were you doing just now?
I was just reading a bit of the paper here. And,
which paper? Was it the Straits Times?
This was what they called Discorder.
Where does that
And I didn't. Produce? I forgot we had the show. Even though I'm in the studio, but I just wanted to hang out and just sort of play with the CDs.
Do you do that often?
Yeah, if no one's around, I'll come in and play with the CDs.
Like, do you play them?
No, I just like kind of pretend that they're pancakes, put syrup on them, that sort of
thing. Why I keep getting all those emails, man.
Wait, you get emails from about that, eh?
Yeah, from Nardwar. He's like, hey, man, I can't play my songs.
Oh, weird.
Yeah, so please, I mean, I'd really appreciate it if you stopped doing that. I think everybody else would too. Nobody here likes you, so, you know. Mm-hmm.
Well, this is your first time listening to Radio Pizza Party.
I've been here a while.
Oh, no, I'm Jack. Typically, like, we have a listener that listens. A listener, at least.
Yeah.
And they have some sort of, probably, opinion on the show. And
okay.
Whether it be a non-opinion, they don't know what it is. And then there's sometimes people who have opinions when they do know what it is.
Cool.
So Radio Pizza Party is a show where we talk about topics sometimes. We have little segments. We have guests. We sometimes just sort of...
You say ghosts?
We have guests. And we sometimes just play around and have fun. Today, I guess we just are just a little unorganized.
A little.
I didn't hear the theme song, I guess, started and ended without me noticing. And then the mic's turned on as well, I guess.
Yeah, I think I hit those by accident, which is kind of lucky because I guess that's right when our show starts.
Right when the show started, so that's useful.
I guess, yeah, today right now is exactly when the show usually starts. So.
Well, I guess that's good. I mean, it's good that these happy accidents happen sometimes, right?
Yeah.
That's one of the things that makes me happy. I don't know about you, but a happy accident makes me happy.
Is that because you were a happy accident and then that you're happy all the time?
I think that's what that means.
Oh, wow.
Unequivocally.
So how does, it's been a long week. What do we usually do on the start of the show?
Well, at the start of the show, what do we usually do? I usually check, I have to look up every week, but I didn't this week because I was just so disorganized, such a week. Let me just see if this paper has any of the knowledge.
Okay.
Nothing in here.
Oh,
nothing,
man.
Nothing in the paper. I'm just really racking my brain here, Jack. Do you know anything? I'm jacking my brain. Jack,
no, dude, don't do that in your privacy of your own home.
Oh,
man.
Yeah. Do you have any idea about
things to do?
What do we do at the beginning? Like,
usually we have a guest. We biffed that.
We biffed it.
We got nothing this week.
We tandemed that. We did that, a tandem.
It's biff tannins. It's like wine.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, we usually have topics. Is there any news? Or is this roll? Like, do we have news?
Yeah. Let me just check.
Oh, usually we talk news, but me and Josh.
Here's some news. I mean, there wasn't too much going on this week. Here's, just one second.
Let okay. Me get, I guess Jack has to look up the news.
Let me find this.
So people, listeners of Radio Pizza Party, we're just, I guess. It's just one of those days where the show is just a little lackadaisical. I don't know. We might have to figure something out.
Just one second.
Jack is...
Just one second.
Jack, are the mics still on?
Yeah.
Is this... I wonder if the radio signal is still broadcasting.
I think so. I don't
okay,
think
that's... Hey, listen.
Which isn't good. All right, here, let's see. Here's our news. Here's our news theme song.
Okay, you might want to do the other one.
Oh, hey.
Some news to discuss.
Whatever. Yeah. Mm. Ronald Reagan died.
What?
Not this week.
What?
Ronald Reagan died? Yeah.
When?
Let me just Google that here.
What? That's crazy. I thought he's been alive and well. I thought he's playing, you know, he's out there, he's going to golf games.
2004.
And... What?
Yeah, so 14 years ago.
I find that hard to believe.
Why?
I just do. That's just kind of really what it comes down to. I would have heard about that, wouldn't I? If Ronald Reagan was dead?
It's possible you would have heard about it.
I mean, I feel like when a president dies, people hear about that, and I was alive in 2004, so.
What's the last president you heard of dying?
Barbara Bush?
She was never president.
Oh, I thought she was close enough that it might count. Would it not?
I mean, she was very close to the president, but as not close, you know, enough.
Well,
sleeping in the same bed if things were going well.
Well, or maybe if they were, I imagine they did that two bed thing that you see in old timey relationships.
Like they had two twin beds pushed together?
No, like they had two beds and then like a bed table in between them and they slept in separate beds.
But how would they cuddle? Would they on the floor in between?
They just wouldn't, except I guess when old George was happening. George Debs. No, you know what I mean though?
No.
You don't know what I mean by when they're old-timey people having two separate beds?
I'm not familiar with the concept of an old-timey person.
Well, like an old-fashioned type person.
Is this like they have the pajamas where they have a butt flap?
There's a butt flap. They have a cap. Okay. And they have shoes that are
curled. I have a cap. It's a baseball cap.
No, like a floppy cap that's like a triangle.
Like they're like an old sea captain?
What? No, like, it's not a triangle hat. The hat itself.
A tricorn?
No, not a tricorner hat. Like, if it was laying on a table, it would just be a long triangle.
They're in the Ku Klux Klan?
No, but it's floppy. It goes down.
Like a toque?
I don't know if
people wear toques to bed?
In the old times, when it was too cold to have blankets or whatever, they had to buy pajamas.
Weird.
But the point still stands. That was the last president I heard of dying. And then also Jimmy Carter.
Really?
Yeah.
When did Jimmy Carter die?
A couple weeks ago, I'm pretty sure.
Jimmy.
So if you're first listening, this is the Radio Pizza Party, if you're just tuning in.
I just accidentally Googled Jimmy Farter.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
And usually we have a lot
of stuff.
It says
he's working as a peanut farmer right now.
What?
Yeah.
What?
He's working as a peanut farmer.
A what?
A peanut farmer.
They farm those?
Where did you think they came from?
I don't know. I thought they found them inside animals or something. Like when you butchered an animal, you got a peanut luckiness, you know?
Like they have a pouch?
Yeah.
In what animal specifically, or all of them have it? Are they squirrels are where you get the most peanuts. Basically a peanut bomb. Now, you get your crows, you're getting one or two.
Well, I think, all species have them, but not all individual creatures have them. So if you got a factory farm or something, they're pumping out lots of peanuts because they're going, but it's like every one in maybe 30 is going to have a couple peanuts, going to have a handful. So you got to go through a lot to get some. I thought, but I guess there's farmers for that now, apparently. And we get Jimmy Carter to do that for us.
Yeah. So he's a peanut farmer and he's just, you know, farming peanuts now.
Wired.
He has a bunch of squirrels.
He must be old.
He's 93.
Wow.
Doesn't look a day over 94 though.
Oh, uh-oh.
He's looking good. Should we talk about the next item in news?
Yeah, next item in the news.
1 second, let me just play.
That's still happening. Did it? Yeah, that's funny. Quality.
Good. It's high quality rock and roll music.
Yeah.
Michael Cohen has really stepped in it now.
What? Who's he?
Let me just Google that. Can you sing the Google song?
Google.
Michael Cohen, he's a moon faced man who.
Oh, like from one of the first movies ever? Like Trip to the Moon?
No. As in he's moon faced, you know, the expression.
Oh, does that mean you're just like...
Do you want me to Google moon face?
No, we don't need to spend the whole hour and a half Googling things, Jack. Yeah, that's right.
Having a round face.
Oh.
That's right. There's an hour and a half. Like, is that a threat?
Yeah, to the people listening. If you have nowhere to be, keep listening. Or if you do have somewhere to be and you're in a car, keep listening. Because that's how radio works.
Now, are people who, let's say, they're just going for a drive to clear their head?
Yeah, this is going to clear you right up.
No, like they aren't going anywhere Claritin. In particular. Are they still allowed to listen?
I would say listen to at least Kid A once and then pop in near the end of our show.
Kid A.
Yeah, like the Radiohead album. Give that a listen.
Just for people who are stressed, you want them to listen to Kid A.
Yeah. Listen, pop on your cassette or your laser disc of Kid A in your car.
Kid A.
Maybe do a stream if you got to.
You talking about peeing?
If you got them. No. And
okay, sorry.
Listen to all of it. Listen to Morning Bell 3 times in a row to end it off.
And which one's Morning Bell? Is that the really sad one?
That's like,
what's love got to do with it? Got to do.
Radiohead, that's called, that's Morning Bell.
Okay. Oh, I know Morning Bell now.
Yeah.
Cool. Do you like Radiohead?
I give my thanks to Radiohead, but I don't like them.
So, like, let's say it's Thanksgiving.
Mm-hmm. Go around the table.
You'd say, Dad says, on this day, I'd like to give thanks to the Cleveland Browns because mm-hmm. they're good at playing that old turkey ball.
Yeah.
Mom says, I'd like to give thanks to the doctors who saved my son Gwyneth's life.
Mm-hmm.
It gets to you and you say,
I'd like to thank Radiohead, but I don't like them.
Yeah. Get them out of here. Hey, Tom. Please leave.
I give
and then you Tom screws away like, oh no.
Oh no.
I've not done a good job and on goes, this album.
What's love got to do with it? And you're like, Tom, nothing. I never mentioned that.
Yeah.
What an interesting way to spell Tom, by the way, hey?
Thom.
Thom.
Cool.
Yorkie? What? What's this guy doing?
Thom Yorkie. Do you think his mom was looking at her thumb and she goes, oh, I've got no idea.
And they were in New York.
Yeah.
They're like, Thom York? New York.
I think we've got an ear.
I think we got a number one singer.
What if he's from Yorkshire? Will you cry?
I will. I'll do a lap around the studio if he's from Yorkshire.
He's from Wellingborough, which is in Northamptonshire.
I don't know what any of these words mean.
Me neither.
England.
People at work say like, it's like, oh, where are you from? Luton. Cool, man.
Yeah, looting. I don't know. What are you looting? Like, I've heard of
here.
Yeah,
I call the cops.
Hurricane.
Northamptonshire is.
Oh, what's the next item on the news? We're still in the news segment.
Yeah, we are. It never ends. Ireland has the chance to finally be as progressive Canada in 1988.
Well, I'm sure there's a word missing there. As Canada.
No.
Wait, read it verbatim again, please.
Ireland has the chance to finally be as progressive Canada in 1988.
Well, I'm sure whoever was writing that meant the words as Canada.
No, I think we need to decipher it exactly how it is. The news doesn't lie, Tristan.
You're right. Hey, talk to Elon Musk about that.
Yeah, Pravda. My favorite idea I've ever heard. Ireland has the chance. Okay. We got it there.
To do what? That's the question.
Yeah.
To be what? To have what?
Up to now, I get it. I know
I'm
what they
on
mean.
Board.
To finally be uh-oh. Another, like, yeah. Leading to something.
Some be something. Okay, we know it's
as
a verb.
Progressive,
to be.
As oh. progressive, you'd think the next word's as. Where does this go?
You think that
Canada in 1988? I think what's missing
has a chance to finally be progressive.
Is a period,
period, and then just another clause.
Separate clause.
Canada in 1969.
1988 is what it says.
Oh, 88. Sorry.
Yeah, you were thinking of that Bryan Adams song, weren't you?
Yeah, the Canada of 69.
Yeah.
I got my first real.
So what? All right.
Trudeau.
Let's Google Canada in 1988. Let's figure out exactly what was happening. See if we
I'm
can
sure
splice
this is
these
riveting.
Two sentences together. Canada in 1988.
Oh, man. So Canada 1988 was going to be under the Mulroney government.
Yes, it was.
Joe Clark, maybe.
It was under Brian Mulroney.
Yeah. Joe Clark, maybe for a month.
I feel like Mulroney's would be a good candy. They sound like a candy.
Yeah.
You got Rolos.
But it's got a chewy, kind of gross coffee tasting center.
Yeah.
And you're like, this is.
Like those candies you get that have been kicking around since Christmas 4 years ago that have cognac in the middle. And
yeah.
Like, what is this?
And you're like, okay, we've had enough of this, Brian.
Okay.
And he's like, do you know my son, Ben?
The lieutenant governor of British Columbia, guess what his name is?
In
1988.
Oh, in 1988. I was going to say the current one. I think I met once.
Really?
Yeah.
Where?
In school.
Cool.
Unless
his name
he's probably
was
not
Robert
the same
G.
One.
Rogers.
Like Robert G. Rogers. Well, so we have these pieces of information. We have Ireland has the chance to be as progressive
as Robert G. Rogers.
Well, no, there's no as, just Canada in 1988.
Okay. It has the chance to be as progressive Canada in 1988. One thing we know was happening, Robert G. Rogers was in the Lieutenant Governor's mansion. And what was he doing?
Probably governing. He was probably a Socred.
Yep. So.
I know some Canadian politics.
He landed on Juno Beach.
What?
Yeah.
Oh, he's a vet.
From 1991 to 1996.
He landed then?
Yeah. The year of my birth, he served as Chancellor of the University of Victoria.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Well, I thought you meant he stormed the beaches between 1991 and 1998.
Well, then he didn't really need to storm it. No, he just sort of on. Swam
you
the
take
channel.
A vacation. Yeah. Well, at that point.
His Wikipedia Normandy. Page doesn't even... Oh, he was the 24th Lieutenant Governor of Canada from 1983 to 1988. That begs the question, what changed in 1988?
Well, maybe this...
So it changed. Something happened.
I think probably... How does Lieutenant Governor get... It's probably appointed. It's an appointed position.
Yeah. He was walking down the street
just the other
in his army fatigues. And then...
He was fatigued. He was tired.
In a major way.
Yeah.
Hip, hop, a hippie. And somebody points at him. And they go, hey, you.
Probably the queen. Or the queen of
hey,
BC.
Hey, you.
Does... Okay. Does the queen have to appoint every, like lieutenant governor of every province of every
she
commonwealth?
Has to...
Commonwealth? Commonwealth?
Commonwealth.
I'm from Elkinshire, whatever we said
from
earlier.
I'm the queen. I'm from North London. she has to appoint every...
Governor general.
Not only that, but every appointed position in Canada.
Of every position?
Yeah.
So when you get a new job...
I went to court. I was in traffic court because I ran somebody over. And the judge's wall...
It was their fault.
Yeah, I was paying the judge off, and on his wall... There's a photo of him shaking hands with the queen. I'm like, dude, we're in Moncton, New Brunswick here.
Uh-oh.
What's going on? Yeah. He's like, yeah, we hang out sometimes. She's one of my like 30 or 40 closest friends.
Oh, wow.
So, all right.
Is here's a question for that judge.
Yeah.
Is she and his five, remember that from the phone company?
Yeah, remember that. I still have that. And you're number four, sir.
Wait, what?
I still have a my5.
Do you really?
And you're number four.
Is that true?
Yeah.
This is one and three.
I still use a sidekick, man.
I don't know.
Number
one.
Can
you hear me now?
You're richer than you think.
Scotiabank. Leave it to Beaver. So, is that all the news we have for the day?
Yeah, do you want me to make some up?
No.
Okay.
We're not that kind of show. This is everything we do is based in fact. Just a quick listener, please don't listen for a second.
Okay. Hey, Jack.
Yeah?
I'm worried that we didn't plan enough for the show today.
Yeah, me too, man. You didn't really plan this sidebar. You could have let me know.
What?
I didn't turn the mics off.
What?
I didn't turn the mics off.
You didn't play you didn't play the outro song and anything.
Here, do you want me to?
Well, no. I just assumed that...
Here, 1 second. I'll play the outro music. Oh, that's the
intro music.
Here.
There we go. Okay.
I still don't think that's right.
No, I don't think that's right. Jack, do you have all the files in... I guess you don't have any of the files in order.
No.
You're not a big file guy.
No. I'm not like Pontius Pilate over here.
Yeah.
Here, let's...
Are we still on air, Jack?
Yeah, I'm doing my best here, man. Here,
What? Are people listening? Okay, this sounds...
Yeah, this
okay,
is
this
it.
Is
this is it.
Okay.
We got
and
it.
We're back.
Hey!
It just does it over and over again, doesn't it?
What do you mean? Okay.
Yeah, yeah, hey. I think I edited that.
Yes, I remember that. It was our worst segment we've ever done.
What was the segment?
We were trying to speak with a speech jammer, but it just straight up didn't work.
Oh, I remember that. That's
fine. So what do we... Should we pick a topic? I don't have a topic ready, man.
What? You don't have any topics ready.
I can think of some.
Well, no, we have a big master list. You didn't...
I deleted it.
You deleted all the topics?
Yeah.
We had this thing from since
so,
the beginning.
So, okay, here's what happened. Let me lay it out for you.
Lay it out for us, hey?
I saw all those emails...
Be like a chaise lounge.
Dude, let me talk.
Be like a chaise lounge.
I saw an email in my inbox that said, we're updating our privacy policy, something due to the GRSJ regulations in the EU. And I thought, you know what? I'm done with
GRSJ?
Or whatever.
That's the faculty at the university.
All right, let me make a dumb joke, Tristan. So I think to myself, what a wonderful world. Yeah. And I'm done with Mr. Page and Brin reading all my emails. Mark Zuckerberg's sitting up there with boots from SkyMall. He's getting his kickbacks. And I'm thinking, I got to get rid of these files. So I print off the master list.
Okay. Okay, well, that's good. That's still a way to
And then I delete my Gmail.
Mm-hmm. Cool.
So now I have all these things in a big legal box, and I forget that I've recently bought an extra, extra large novelty paper shredder.
What is, okay, extra large, how large are we talking?
About the size of a legal box.
Uh-oh. Like I see where this is going.
Yeah. So I'm at home.
Wait,
I'm
the
drinking.
Hole is that long?
Yeah.
Okay.
So I'm sitting at home with my feet up drinking high C as I do on a normal day.
Right. A little bit of something else.
And I get
there.
A text. It's behind me to the right. So I pick my feet up and I use my arms to spin myself.
Right.
Forgetting that I had left my paper shredder
running.
Because
Jack is big into judo. I'm not sure if you've ever mentioned that.
No. I didn't move my legs
much.
He's
trying to bulk
up. I spun my entire body.
Yeah.
And I forgot that I'd left my paper shredder running in my box right beside it.
Oh no, I don't like where this is going.
And
all the show is there.
Yeah, all of it.
Every
file, the transcripts of every episode we've ever done, which you make me do. I'm not a fan of doing.
Well, we do them beforehand so we know what to talk about. Just not today. That's why the show's so out of touch.
Okay.
Wait, so you're telling me that you were sitting there drinking a high C. I don't even know what that is.
It's fake orange juice.
Oh, so it's
if you must know. I can't afford the real stuff, sir.
Is it like a Sunny D?
It's like a high C. Is it high in vitamin C?
Well, is Sunny D called that because it's got a sun amount of D? Of vitamin D?
Dude, keep your pickup lines to yourself. I don't need to know this.
Okay. And then you turn around. You whip around in some sort of like judo flip or something.
No, I was just spinning in a circle with my legs straight out in front of me.
But you did do that because of your judo, right?
Yeah, partially.
Speaking of, how's that going?
Oh, dude, I'm like, they've...
Because you're like, you're very tall and skinny. You must
it's
be
not going well, man.
You're like 8 feet tall, 100 pounds.
They've demoted me.
They've demoted you?
Yeah.
I didn't know they could.
I'm a transparent belt now. It's a shoelace.
Wow.
They laminated a shoelace. Now I have to wear it. It's awful.
So how much laminate is on that?
Oh, a lot.
Just
they laminated. They laminated the whole thing and then just kind of cut to the width of a...
Of a belt?
Yeah.
Oh, so you're the first transparent
Mr. Big
belt.
Man knows what a belt's called. And I, so yeah, it's not going well. And I'd appreciate if you gave me some space on this.
Okay, I'm sorry. And then you shred the entire show. I guess that's maybe the more important thing of this conversation.
Yeah, so it's gone.
The show is gone.
We lost it. We don't have the topics. I have the shreds. I can try.
We can do that Argo thing.
Yeah.
Remember Argo?
Do you want me to try to sort some of these out?
Well, maybe try to, put the shreds together.
Okay.
Like an Argo. Remember what you know what I'm talking about? An Argo?
Yeah.
When
do you want me to try this?
Dude, like, try to mention Argo a little bit, at least, because...
Harples. What do you think?
Harples?
I got three shreds, and that's... They all lined up.
They said Harples.
But I don't know. It's H-R-P-L-E-S.
Oh, so it's hardly even a word.
But it's vowels and consonants. That's more than I can say for most of these shreds. I got another one.
For most words. Shout out to words.
Yeah, I've got other ones.
Okay, well, what other ones?
Kumpf.
How do you spell that?
GNXCMPF.
Okay. So this is the only stuff we have of our entire show that's been shredded.
I got another one.
Okay, you have another one?
Yeah.
Okay, this better be a word.
It's
or
a
something.
Few, actually. Okay. They're all is aching.
Whoa, that's something.
Do you want to like unpack that after
sense.
The break?
I don't know.
Do you want to... Do you know what that means? I
no,
don't.
I don't know.
They're all is aching.
That's the closest thing to comprehensible, but that's not still. I'm not going to accept that. Okay, well, maybe after the... Jack, you did mention the other night that you did write something, so maybe we can read that.
Yeah, I wasn't very lucid then either. Not that I am now. I'm starting to get mad about how unprepared I am.
Well, I'm mad too. You shredded our entire show, the entire history of the show. There's a rich. Yeah,
I was hoping.
Did you shred?
All right, okay, admission here. I was hoping you'd start calling me Shredder.
Well, I'm going to, but with much more poison and venom when I say it. It's not going to be cool.
How is Shredder not cool?
Well, you made it uncool by shredding our entire show. Speaking of, did you shred Ben? Was no. Ben in that box?
No, Ben couldn't fit in a box. He's way too thick.
But you did try to.
I did my best.
Okay.
I was trying to shove him down, and he was like, no, Shredder. But he called me that for another unrelated reason that we don't have time to get into now.
Yeah, of course. So maybe, you had something written, I remember you said.
I have something.
Maybe we'll whip that out after the break. We have to fill this time or something, man.
Dude, we can't just bail on the show.
No, we can't.
That's rude. We've already started. We're half an hour in.
Yeah, we got an hour to go, people. So buckle up, you know?
All right.
Man, okay.
This song is by Always. It's called Not My Baby, which was me when I look at babies on the street.
Jack, is the mic still on?
Turn around, see what's behind me. I don't care. 650 BC teens aged out of foster care without a permanent family.
Adoption is not just for babies. Teens need families too. Only 24 teens in BC were adopted last year.
November is Adoption Awareness Month. To find out more about adopting a teen, contact the Adoptive Families Association of BC. Call 1-877-ADOPT-07 or visit us at bcadopt.com.
Your cell phone already has an FM receiver chip installed in it, but major Canadian telecommunication and mobile companies have blocked access to this free system to listen to the radio in favor of charging for data streaming. With access to the FM chip, your phone can still receive broadcasts and updates during an emergency, even if the cell towers are down. Visit freeradioonmyphone.ca to see how you can get involved by contacting your carrier and signing our petition.
High school is not free in Kenya, East Africa. As well as tuition fees, families must find money for uniforms, including shoes, textbooks, calculators, dictionaries, pens, pencils, and more. For poor, rural families earning the equivalent of $2 to $3 a day, this is often an impossible challenge. Will you help educate bright, very poor Kenyan youth to help them find a road out of poverty for their families? Just $50 a month will allow that to happen. Gifts of smaller amounts can be combined to give youth a chance through KEEF, the Kenya Education Endowment Fund, a registered, BC-based, volunteer-run educational charity. Tax-deductible receipts are available. Donations make great gifts for Christmas, graduation, anniversaries, promotions, etc. Gift cards are available. More information at www.kenyaeducation.org or you can call us at 604-415-9397, day or evening.
Explore the arts this winter at League Square Community Arts Village. They're offering an exciting lineup of visual and performing arts programs this winter, including capoeira, Brazilian dance, and martial arts for 3 to 12-year-olds. Parent and taught jam sessions, the iGirl Empowerment and Art Workshop for ages 9 to 12, and adult classes in digital photo editing and photography, just to name a few. Registration is available online at experienceit.ca or call 604-927-7529 for a full listing of arts and culture programs in Port Coquitlam. For more information on Lee Square, please visit portcoquitlam.ca/arts or call 604-927-8400.
Yeah, so I was saying to her, you can't come in here. This is like my house. You know what I mean? Jack?
Dude, we're on.
What?
What were you saying to this girl?
Nothing. It doesn't matter.
Why couldn't she come into your house?
Did you turn the mics on?
Yeah.
That's weird.
I don't remember doing it. I must have.
Did they just turn on themselves?
It could be a poltergeist.
Could be. Poltergeist
too. What do you think of the ads we just played?
Beautiful ads.
You like them?
Yeah. You're listening to Radio Pizza Party on CITR 101.9, broadcasting live from the University of British Columbia, from the unceded territories of the Musqueam people.
Yep.
Is what we usually say.
Yep.
But I don't know. We're a bit so disorganized. I don't know. Do we say that every time?
Yeah, we're broadcasting live from the University of British Columbia on the unceded territories of Musqueam. Did you already say it?
But, well, I don't know. You deleted all the files, so I don't know what we usually say now. I always am reading off the sheet. But to intro, like what? Like I don't even know the name of our show sometimes.
You can read off the sheet. Do you want to hear what it looks like now? I tried to put it back together.
Okay, Jack, for the people who aren't listening, Jack accidentally shredded all the files we had on the show, and we're now trying to make heads or tails of the shreds, but they're just...
I shredded all my coins too, man. What? I don't know how to make heads or tails of anything. My coin jar was on top of the box. I'd appreciate it if you gave me some space on it.
Wow, that is a heavy-duty shredder.
Yeah.
Somebody called the Ninja Turtles. Because they got another enemy coming for them.
And it's in my living room.
Uh-oh.
Not sure why I put it there either.
Yeah, so Jack was drinking a high C, dropped all the files into a shredder, and now we don't have anything planned for the show today. We're completely disorganized. But we have one backup plan.
Yeah? What is it? Oh, yeah, the thing I wrote.
Yeah, Jack wrote.
So as...
Here, can you pass me one of the copy of it, please? Thanks, Jack. Here, I'll make sure you get one, too.
thanks, buddy.
Yeah, so Jack, so, I guess you tell
him. As you know, as you and everybody who listens to this know, I would like to be a TV writer. Mm-hmm. I always have.
That's television for, I know you're thinking radio. No, television.
Yeah, I knew that too. I knew it was called
listeners.
I knew it was called TV too. I wanted to be around the writers of TV. I wanted to hang out with them, mm-hmm. with some of my favorites, like Francis Ford Coppola.
Great TV
and,
writer.
And Dougie Schmidt.
Oh, I love his stuff.
Anyway, so I wrote a TV pilot, and I'd like to think we could maybe do it now.
Because we have nothing else planned.
Let's give it a wing ding.
I guess, Jack, why don't you give me, like, what's the title of this?
So thing? It's called Requiem for a Tuesday.
Interesting.
Yeah.
That's referencing to something, isn't it?
Maybe.
Okay.
It follows Dale in jail.
Wait, Dale is in jail?
No, Dale and his best friend, Jail. J-A-L-E.
In prison? Is he in prison?
No. I
think you have a... Like, is they that live a stutter? In... He's in prison. Dale is in prison?
No. Okay, so there's a man named Dale.
Okay.
He's the main character.
Right.
The Fredo, if you will, as a reference to the main character in The Godfather.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, that makes sense now. The main character, Fredo, yeah.
Yeah. And
he was the smartest one.
Yeah.
Michael, I'm smart. That's, he said that.
So, Dale, spelled D-A-I-L.
Okay.
And his best friend, he's a person. And the other main character is named Jail, J-A-L-E.
Oh, interesting.
Who is the secondary character.
As most shows have.
Yes. Like
active reactive,
like Serpico in the movie Serpico.
He was
the side character
to
the crooked cops.
Okay, yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah. So what? I got a new Twitter follower. What they do? They live in Denver. One of them works
Colorado.
One of them.
Okay. All right. Sure. That's like kind of like a Springfield thing. I get it.
Well, yeah.
Generally, it's good to have. No, sure, it takes place.
One of them, Dale, works as a receptionist at a gym.
Okay, that's cool. Is he like good at his job? Is he like bad at it? Or
he's
is it,
okay.
Like, funny?
I mean, he's sort of a receptionist at a gym. There's not that much to be good or bad
Probably
at.
Probably not all the calls coming into the gym.
Yeah. People say, "Hey, let me in. I'm going to be there in 5 minutes." He says, "Just the door's open, man."
Okay.
You'll hear that's sort of his slogan.
Okay.
It's his catchphrase.
Okay. Okay. All right. I'm just getting
Jail,
into it a little bit more now.
Jail is a principal of a high school.
Oh, so they're like, and they're best friends, you said? Or are they just two characters?
They're just two characters. I haven't really decided whether or not they're going to be best
friends.
Do they
interact ever?
We can work that out.
Well, no, you can work
that out.
You wrote it.
They hang out.
Or do you not want to spoil it for?
I wouldn't really like to spoil it.
Okay.
They hang out.
Okay.
I don't know if they're best friends.
Are there any other characters that you want to like?
Let that be a
funny
surprise.
Character. Is this a something meets something? Maybe just before we start, is this like, you know how people say, "Oh, young Sheldon." It's like youngness meets Sheldon. You know.
I'd say that this is like Dale meets Jail, and they met in high school.
Okay. Okay. That's all right. Yeah. All right. So maybe,
where Dale
like,
was a janitor.
Oh.
And Jail was the principal.
Oh, so Dale's he's got some upward mobility there. That's good.
Yeah. All right.
I'm going to get these names confused multiple times.
All right. One second. Okay. Do you want to just talk for a little bit? I'm going to find a theme song.
Okay. Well, you got to find the theme song that you had recorded or?
No, I got to look one up now.
Oh. Oh, okay. Okay. Yeah. So Jack he spent a lot of time on this. He's told me it took him a good 45 minutes and he's been kind of shopping it around.
Just to do the stage direction, man.
Just to do the stage directions.
Yeah.
A lot of stage directions in this TV script pilot. So yeah, for the listener, this is Radio Pizza Party. We didn't have anything planned because Jack accidentally shredded everything that we could do. So now we're going to read one of his pilots that he had written.
All right,
I found a
theme song. So okay. This is Requiem for a Tuesday and begin theme song.
Okay. Okay. So that was the
theme song. Gonna have lyrics.
Okay. Was it going to be like, jail, 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 it's Requiem for a Tuesday, Tuesday.
Yeah, it's going to be something like that.
Okay, all right. Also, I had one last question.
Yeah.
Is this a sitcom? Is this a dramedy? Is this like a This Is Us sort of thing? Or is
I was thinking it'd be like, you know those HBO comedies where they aren't really funny, but they're about like
they're clever.
Yeah. They're kind of clever, and all the characters are depressed.
Like comedies that not for people who like to laugh.
Like Louie.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or maybe pick another one, Jack.
I can't think of any other. BoJack Horseman.
Okay, yeah.
It has a laugh every four episodes.
Yeah, pick maybe a different one than that one. That's just my recommendation.
That wasn't an endorsement of it.
I know, just don't. When you go into pitches for this show, don't mention that.
Don't mention that horrible man.
Yeah, don't do that.
Okay, that's a good idea.
Maybe
nobody's told me that before.
Anyway,
keep a note
of
so.
That. All right.
Dale, that was a weird thing to say.
Wait. We should maybe
That was Jail's dialogue when he came in.
Okay, well, maybe we should like, you know.
All right, should we actually set the scene?
Yeah, set like, you know, read the read the directions cuz this is
Smash cut 2. The doorway of an apartment. Knuckles rap on the door.
Hey, it's me, Jail.
Dude, come in.
Okay, well, you didn't let me finish what I was going to say.
I locked the door.
It's time for you to get out of here. You got to go to work.
I locked the door, man. I'm sorry. Let me unlock the door.
Okay.
1 second.
Okay.
This is a big apartment.
Dale, I said so you got this job at the gym, at the being a receptionist. You got to make sure
you're on. I can't hear you, man.
You got to be on time for work.
Hey, guys. This is Eddie.
What is this? What?
Sorry.
Who is Eddie? Who's in there?
That's my roommate.
Oh.
He's gone now, though.
Well, I've met him before.
All right. Hey, how are you, man? Here, give me a hug. That was a good hug.
That was great. You can stop yelling now.
Okay.
Dale, why aren't you at work? I stopped by to say hi, and you weren't there at the gym.
Oh, I don't work today.
Oh, what? But it's a Tuesday.
No, I don't work on Tuesdays.
Oh.
Those are my days off. I have Tuesdays and then the end of Saturdays off.
Oh, okay. Well... Yeah. I'm a principal at a high school, so I know, and it is lunch break now. So I have to go to my job now.
Okay. Do you want to maybe hang out for a little
before that?
Yeah. What time is it now?
It's about 10 to 12. So I better go. Maybe after I go to work.
Okay.
Bye.
Jail leaves. Smash cut 2.
High school.
Interior. Day. 1 second, let me get the sound effect. This is Jack talking now.
I sure love being the principal of a high school. Me. Oh, there's that noise I oh do love. The start of class.
Hello, everybody, get to class. I am the ghost of these halls.
Good thing we didn't get that. We didn't spend all that money on that PA system, and we put it towards better arts education. Because I'm a good principal of this high school, and all the kids love me. All right, well, I better go see my friend Dale.
1 second. Class is out again.
Ow, my ear. That was right near my ear. That one was too.
That was fun. Smash cut 2. Interior. Dale's apartment. Jail walks in.
Hey, Dale. How's it going?
Not bad. How are you? Do you want to watch TV with me?
Well, I think that my favorite television show is a little show called The News. Maybe pop that on for a moment, my dear chum.
Let me do that. News channel.
You have to type it in manually at your TV?
Yeah, I have a smart TV. 1 second.
Well, that doesn't seem very smart if it takes so long.
Let me just get to this.
I'm Jack.
Yeah?
Is this a multicam? What's
a multicam?
Like a laugh track? Is there going to be a laugh track? Is
it? Like, we can try it with one. Do you want to do that?
Maybe. I mean, just maybe.
Yeah, should we go back into it?
Well, you said it was not necessarily a comedy, so I don't want to impose.
But, you know, a lot of dramas have laugh tracks. Like, you ever watched ER?
That's true. There's lots of laugh tracks in ER. I always forget that.
Yeah. All right, let's go back in. Hey, man, I found the news channel.
Oh, wonderful.
Today on the news, we're going to have
talk about some crimes that happened.
Walter Cronkite sounds different these days, right?
Yeah, he sounds much more not like himself. We'll talk about international news, like trade deficits and international relationships between countries. Tonight, it is the news.
All right, let's get rid of that.
Yeah, that was boring.
I didn't like that at all.
So, Dale, how has your job been as being a receptionist at the gym?
Well, it's weird. I'd say the hardest part is when I get people calling.
That's a big part of the job, though, isn't it?
Yeah. The problem is there should be six other receptionists because I work at a mega gym.
Oh, that's so you're getting a lot of calls.
I am, and I only have two ears. And nobody showed me how to use the hold button.
Uh-oh.
Yeah.
Uh-oh.
All right, Jill, you know what? I really appreciate it. I know you went to teacher
college.
I'm just
reading the thing.
Oh, sorry. I forgot there was a laugh track in my apartment. Mm-hmm. Dumb neighbors. So the thing I like to do is I'll reach over. Mm-hmm. And I'll sort of try to get gym goers to answer the phones for me. Like, hey, buddy, your car didn't scan. While you're here, this guy, he wants to buy a membership for his dog. Mm-hmm. So if you could, no, I can't tell you the PIN to unlock the computers. But just give it a shot if you could.
Mm, give it a shot.
How are you liking your job as a principal since you fired me?
Well, I fired you because you got a different job. And you know how I am. Jealous.
I still had feelings for you. I mean, I liked the job.
What? Yeah. You liked the job?
I was a big fan.
Jail, you used to be the...
Yep.
The janitor of this school that I worked at, also known as an engineer, also known as a custodian, depending on which location you're from.
Are you from somewhere where they like to call things that?
Yes, I am. Cool. My job as a principal is really good. I really enjoy talking to students and learning about their lives.
All right, hey, Tristan.
Yeah.
What do you think of the dialogue so far?
I think it's very clunky because you put parentheticals that say clunkily.
Yeah.
You know, instead of like smiling or whatever, the parentheticals.
Do you
want to
try things smiling?
Well, no. I mean, I don't know if that's going to help it because they're just having a normal, I think definitely saying things clunkily is not going to make it sound good. So I don't know. Maybe you can, I don't know, something can
be
considered.
Well, the thing is the topic changes pretty considerably in the next little bit. So if we want to just jump into it.
Jump. Okay. Yeah, we'll get back into the.
All right. So if you looked on the next page, you have to play my dad.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah, for sure.
Yeah. So, just remember the rules of improv. Just so you know. All right, we're going back into it. Smash cut 2, phone ringing.
Brr. Oh. Dale, are you going to pick that up?
Oh, yeah. Hey, is this dad? Is mom dead?
Hey, it's your father. I have some big news for you.
What is it?
Well... I'm really surprised that you kind of answered the phone and had that guess, but I guess she was in the hospital for a while, so you were aware.
She's dead?
Well, I was hoping this would be a bigger... You seem almost excited to hear this.
I'm trying to read my lines happy.
I don't know if I'm comfortable with that.
How did she die?
She was the first person to get foamed to death. And I don't want to go
into the... Was she in a foam corner?
I don't want to go into the details. No, she was a foam pit, actually. And then she was hospitalized, as you know, and the foam just kind of continued throughout her system.
What does that mean?
Well, she grew foam in her body, and then she decided to just stop trying.
Yep.
She lost the will to live. So I just want you to be aware of that. Next time you come over, that mom's not going to be here because she's dead.
Well, that is awful, and I don't like that.
Okay, well, bye, son. I will send you over a casserole or something, I guess.
All right, let me just hang up the phone here.
Okay.
1 second.
Bye, my son.
All right, that was the phone. Hey, Jail, how are you?
Are you okay? Is your mom okay? What happened? I heard you...
My mom died.
What? What?
I'm so sad right now.
What? Jack...
I hate this.
Jack, 1 second.
Yeah, what's up, man?
Like, I know I said to maybe change up the parentheticals, but it's gotten a little maybe like... You know, the gravity of the situation in the scene has kind of...
You said to try it happy.
I didn't necessarily say to try it happy. I said just to try something different. So maybe just try to play it naturally. I don't know. I mean, like, I'm not director, but I'm just saying, you know, maybe try to play it naturally. That might be useful.
Right. What if we do angry?
Angry?
Yeah.
I think we need to have a dichotomy. Maybe I'll be angry and maybe you can be, like, sad maybe?
Drunk?
Drunk. That's good.
Okay.
That's a good emotion.
All right.
Let's just jump right back
in. What were
in.
We saying right beforehand? I was saying, my mom's dead.
Yeah, something along those lines.
Right. I'm inconsolably sad, man.
God. I'm so, so sorry to hear that, man. Like,
Me too, dude. I'm sorry because she was my mom.
Oh. I can't understand how these things happen. What happened to her? Dale, what happened to her?
She was hit by a bus.
Really?
And then she was in the hospital for 12 months. And then they found her and they tried to save her life because they just sort of left her where the ambulances drop people off.
There's nothing about foam, hey? I heard foam is a big thing these days. It's on the streets. It's in everything.
Well, let me finish. They tried to save her life. By putting her in it like a, it was a big tank, like they put in Star Wars, and it didn't work. It just filled with foam because somebody backed their car into the side of the old...
Into the hospital.
That's the one. And then they did their best, and it didn't work. They died. She died dead. My mom's died dead, man.
I am so sorry. I am so sad. Me being a principal, I have to deal with these sort of emotions.
Hey, Tristan.
Yeah?
Keep talking after I have my phone charger. Just do a monologue for a bit. I know it says start crying, but don't do that.
Okay.
Don't cry angry.
Okay. I remember growing up, I had a mother. And then one day she decided to move away to Albuquerque, New Mexico. And I wasn't even from that city. Now, as a principal, I have to deal with that same thing nowadays, and now with you, with your mother. And it's something I can't... I am so sad about. And I am so... I am so, so sad. And I am just I'm feeling for you, man.
Why?
Because I know what it feels like, okay? Can't you get that through your skull?
Right. True.
Okay, well, I better go back to my squash.
Hey, man, I have an idea. Can I not do this drunk? What if I do it like...
Maybe try something else.
Horny.
No.
Oh, that's a bad idea.
That's gross.
Sad? My mom did just die.
Yeah, that's good. That might actually fit with the scene. Can I not do angry? That's kind of hurting my voice.
What if you do Randy? No, that's bad still.
That's gross.
Like you're covered in bees.
Okay, that's good.
Yeah, just don't scream too much. Do it like you're covered in bees, but you're really calm. But you can still tell. Here, 1 second.
Okay. Yeah. That's a great idea, I think. Like kind of like those guys who wear a bunch of bees, and it's like a Guinness World Records thing. Or like,
yeah,
please,
yeah.
Please.
All right, let's go back into it. All right. Smash cut two. Tristan's covered in bees.
I have a... It's squash practice.
So you have to go?
Well, yeah, if you want, you can come.
I mean, I guess.
Oh, man.
Are you okay, man? You're doing good?
Okay. Yeah, I'm fine. I'm fine. I'm totally
calm. Is it
something
to do with those bees?
I've trained for this.
Hey, you said your mom moved to New Mexico?
Yeah, Albuquerque.
What if we went and visited her?
No, I haven't talked to her in over 2 decades.
Yeah, well, she's probably getting old. You don't want her to die and you don't meet her. What if she doesn't know about your new profession?
Is the Guinness guy here yet? Is he keeping track of how many bees are here? Because I got a lot of bees on me.
Let me see if he's here.
This is making me nervous, but I'm calm. Like, I can't... They smell fear, bees.
Yeah?
Yeah, so I don't know how I'm going to do squash, because I know once you start running the bees, that's what aggresses makes them aggressive. I saw that one thing in Jackass when they ran away and the bees were chasing after him.
What, do you... I thought you liked your bees.
Yeah, I do, but this is now getting to the point where I think they think I'm a hive. They're trying to go in my ears and my nose and make up honeycombs, which would be good if it was the cereal.
So you'd be okay with people making cereal in your ear?
I think so. But I do have to go to my squash practice.
Okay. Should we go?
All right, bye. Well, I guess we're coming. Bye to Ed.
Bye.
Bye, Ed.
Bye, Ed. All right, and now we're in my car. Smash cut to me and in my car.
I think all those bees are now gone now. Hopefully, I put them in the back. So let's drive, I guess. Do you know how to drive a car there, Dale?
Yeah, let's go. 1 second, let me just get into my car.
Okay, Jack.
sorry, Dale. My name's Jack is your last name, as I always call you.
Yeah. Yep. Uh-huh. Let's,
Yeah, are you going to put the keys in the ignition, or are you just going to sit there?
Yeah, let's turn it on. All right, let's get this car moving. See one film. Oh, no, not this.
Well, that's the radio.
Here we are.
Oh. Wow, you got to get better at driving. You have these cars. Or maybe
haven't pulled out of my driveway yet. What are you talking about? This is my car. I've been pranked by my friends.
Oh, so your gas...
but they hooked up a bunch of other car horns.
So you better honk the horn to move then.
Yeah.
That didn't work.
Yeah.
They didn't switch
it. I think it's the windshield wiper fluid. If you could.
Well, you could maybe stop spraying it. Is that there? You get all right.
Key in the ignition.
Ignition. No. Okay. Right. Maybe I'll just.
What if you put your finger in the cigarette lighter?
Okay, let me try.
It's not
still
helping.
Hot. It's still hot too. It makes the noise and it's hot. Maybe I'll go out and I'll push start it.
All right, 3, 2, 1, start running. Nothing's happening, man.
Why is this? Okay, who did this to you? What if was this Ed?
Wait, all right, let's try. What if I just take my
your what?
My hand off the horn when we're driving.
Oh, is that what you're doing?
Yeah, here. Let's just give that a shot. All right, 3, 2, 1.
Oh, very quiet.
Oh, that's much better.
All right. I guess we're going to squash.
Let's go to squash. And we're here.
Oh, wow.
Smash cut 2, arriving at the squash court. All right. Do you want to suit up? Let's get going. Zip. Whoop. Yep. Zip. Whoop. Whoop. Zip. All right, heads are shaven. I'm wearing underwear and tennis shoes. Mm-hmm. I've got my squash court and a bunch of grapefruits. Let's go.
Awesome.
Let's go. Let's get in it.
So.
You're so good at this.
Thanks. So, Dale.
Yep. Ow.
How do you find that this life now without your mother is?
See, that I never met her.
Oh,
well, I drove my car into a wall on the other side of which she was on. But that was earlier today, but other than that, I never knew her.
Why did you get a call then? Why did your dad call? Do you know your dad?
What?
Do you know your dad?
I mean, I'm familiar with him.
Well, he called you. Why did he call you?
I think he found my number in the green pages.
Weird.
Yeah.
You're not exerting at all. You're so good at this.
I'm very calm.
I haven't hit a single one. I haven't hit it once.
I'm fast and good at this.
Oh, I suck at this. What was that?
That's my dad, I think.
Is he texting you?
No, I think he's driving here. Uh-oh.
Oh, no.
Oh, no. He's pulling up. He's pulling up. He's getting out of the car.
Oh, I thought he was coming right at us. I was scared.
All right, hair's all back on my head.
Unshaved. Thank God we invested in those hair growth.
Supplements.
Supplements.
Yep.
Hey, Dale.
Oh, hi, Dale. How's it going?
Good, good. Dale, how's it going? How are you doing?
What?
How are you? It's your dad.
Oh, you're talking to me.
Yeah, Dale.
It's not bad, David Lynch.
What?
How are you?
What?
You look just like him.
Well, I mean, let's just say that maybe you should eraserhead that from your memory.
Oh, Dad. you're a funny goose.
So I'm so glad I found you in the green pages.
Yep. Me too.
But how are you coping with the loss of your mother?
I mean, my car isn't. Very well, as you heard earlier, I'm sure it was
everyone
loud.
Everyone heard, the entire city. That's why I knew you were here.
Yep.
I followed the horns.
Yep. Well.
Well, how do you
bye,
feel?
Dad.
You seem non-plus.
I think it's time for a commercial break.
Okay, well.
Hey, Tristan.
Yeah?
Let's go to a break.
Okay.
We're on a break.
Well, I just wanted to say one thing before I never see you again.
Yep.
I'm dying too.
All right, bye.
Own the media.
But by leaving out the most important things you need to know, they can elevate awareness to a new all-time low.
I own my media.
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 The Media Co-op is a grassroots national news network that's owned by its members.
But if it's just left out, can you say the paper lied? A lot of things that happened didn't happen after all. If there's no one in the forest, who will put it in the news? I guess the tree didn't fall.
Join us today at mediacoop.ca/join.
I'm joining today. You should too.
That's right. When Super Giant Pizza. Give me pizza! P-I-Z-Z-A. Give me pizza! P-I-Z-Z-A.
It's been said that people disappoint, but pizza is eternal. That adage is being put to the test with Canadians weighing in on pizza, love, and slice etiquette. 6 in 10 Canadians have some type of relationship deal breaker when it comes to pizza, but 1 in 3 have no pizza love limits at all. The top deal breaker was eating pizza in bed at 18%, and closely behind was anchovies on pizza at 17%. Next up were picks the cheese off at 10, eats pizza with a knife and fork at 8%, uses too much garlic dipping sauce at 7%, puts pineapple on pizza at 6%, doesn't eat the crust at 6%, and eats it cold at 4%. So cuddle up on the couch and share some za and some love.
Hey, so what I was saying... Oh, no, I did it again.
What did you do? What'd you do? Oh, let me get my headphones on.
Hey, put them on, man.
I can't. Jack, you ruined the files, and I can't even get them on my head. Okay.
Those have nothing to do with files, Tristan, you idiot. All right, should we jump back into the script?
This is Radio Pizza Party, broadcasting live from University of British Columbia, CITR 101.9, on the NCA territories of the Musqueam people. Sorry, I'm a little disorganized today, because Jack shred all the files, so now we're reading his... I don't know, amateurish. Okay, right into the mic. His amateurish. You should get some more sleep. His amateurish. Pilot, sorry, not screenplay. Pilot for Requiem for a Tuesday, which is a little incomprehensible. There's. The characters are a little all over the place, I'll say that. I mean, with maybe the acting choices and maybe with the writing.
We're doing a table read, man.
I know. This is where you hash things out, though, last chance, you know? That's all I can say. All
right, shall we... don't rip the scripts, man. Sorry. I only have 6 of them.
What?
Yeah, for all the other characters. They're going to come in later.
Oh, what? There's 6 other characters? We've only met 3.
Yeah.
Oh,
do
man.
Should we run through them all quick now? Like they all
No, we'll
here, I got a quick rewrite. They're all going to just show up at the squash court.
Okay, so your dad... The dad showed up. He said he was dying and he didn't care.
Yeah.
Or not you, Dale.
Dale didn't care.
So
Dale's based on me.
To recap, Dale and Jail are friends. Dale works as a receptionist at a gym, a mega gym that gets hundreds of calls a day. Jail works as a principal of a high school.
Yep.
Dale's dad, our mom recently died, and his dad just said he was going to die. They're playing, Dale and Jail are now playing squash after this news has been broken. So I guess we'll go back into it.
All right, 3, 2, 1. Action.
Ugh, I'm dying.
Get out of here, Dad. There's other people I need to meet.
What?
Hey, Clancy, is that you?
You know it.
Clancy, is that you too?
That's me.
Cool, what have you guys been up to? Both of you talk at once, please.
Well, you go first. Now you go first. You go. We can't do it. Yeah, we can't do it.
All right, bye, guys.
Bye.
Those guys are weird.
Yeah, they are. Thanks, Jail.
I don't like those guys when they come around. They're always like drunk and kind of makes me feel uncomfortable.
Hey, yep, that's them.
I don't know if you should hang out with those.
Tranlin, what are you doing here?
Yeah, what?
You invited, don't be so gruff.
You invited me.
Yeah, and you said no, so I invited Jail.
Well,
wait, I was the second invite? I thought we always play
Get
squash.
Get it through your head, idiot. You're not my best friend.
Yeah, it's me. What's that?
Hey, bud.
Yeah, how's it going? Oh, I heard about your mom. Are you okay?
Yeah, I'm okay.
Well, you don't. Hey.
hey, I know you. You keep things under the surface. Let's talk. JL will just stop. What? I just want... Okay.
Yep.
What's up, man? I mean, I can see it in your eyes. You're hurting.
Yep. I'm hurt. I didn't like it because I didn't really wear my seatbelt when I went through that wall of that hospital.
Yeah, I know you didn't really know her. And your dad also. I heard about your dad, too.
Yep.
He told me when we passed through the hallways.
You know my dad?
Yeah, we passed through the hallways. And
said, you knew he was my dad? Or was he saying out loud, I'm Dale's dad. I'm Dale's dad. I'm Dale's dad.
Wow.
Dale Donaldson, to be specific.
Yeah. Yeah, you're saying that.
Yep.
Sorry. Okay. Well, I got to go to the hospital. Get this lung thing figured out.
Bye.
Bye, Jail.
See you later.
Bye. Bye, Tom.
Bye.
See ya.
Bye. What's that? Dough Man? Yes, what are you talking about?
Dough Man?
I'm here.
Dough Man is here.
Yeah, I knew you were here, Dough Man. You're pretty hard to hide. I know. I'm 40 feet tall and made of dough.
Dough Man!
Look here.
Dough Man's here.
Everybody
missed. Dough Man's here.
JL really missed you, Dough Man.
Oh, I love you, Dough Man. You're so cool.
Yes, I know.
That giant motorcycle.
Did you see this? The motorcycle? I ride a scooter.
Well, that's cool enough for me.
Yes, it is. Ha ha ha.
Dale, what do you think? I'm just... 1 second, Dough Man.
Yeah?
Dale, do you think...
I can hear you, you know.
Okay. Well, we'll talk later, Dale.
Okay.
Wait, what? No, Dale, man, don't go. I'm sorry. Bye, I didn't mean
guys.
To disrespect.
Good luck finding your friend.
Bye, Dale, man. Dale.
Bye. Bye, Dale,
man.
I'll see you later.
Jack, this is banger. I'll say that.
this is
great. So I'll go back into it. Dale, so now that it's near dusk, are you ready to do the ceremony?
I sure am. I brought another friend here to do it. Clamantha. Come here.
Hello.
Clamantha, you know about the ceremony.
Yes, I do.
Eternal youth for us all, if we do this enough.
Enough? How often do we have to do it? I don't know that many of the specifics.
Full moon, every month.
But how many? Every month?
Every month until we have eternal youth.
Okay.
I mean, it's...
Do
I
know?
Read it in this
like,
book.
Do I have a thought? It's like, well, I guess that's where I am now.
Clamantha, I mean, I thought you were... I'm sorry I miscommunicated it.
You should be. Get out of here.
No, you get out of here, Clamantha. You're going to be rude
Fine.
Like that. Whoa, Clamantha. Clamantha just flew away.
Bye, you idiots. I've been eternal youth the whole time.
Oh, no.
I can't believe we've met 4 of my friends now.
Did you get like a Facebook event or something?
No.
Jack, just 1 second.
Yeah?
Let's just take a real surreal note and a surreal route, and I like it.
All right, sweet.
Okay. Well, back into the script.
All right.
You didn't do
I've
a Facebook
texted
event?
A bunch of people.
It's essentially a Facebook event these days.
That's
true. With the phones and everything. So would they all say maybe?
They all said
you didn't tell me anyone was coming.
Well, I mean, there's still more people coming.
Who? What?
Oh, hey, there's one now.
Who?
Dongathan, what are you doing here?
yeah, that's me.
Oh, Dongathan, you're so funny.
My pocket protector isn't working.
Oh, he's got ink all over his pocket.
Oh, there's so much ink on my shirt.
You goon.
Well, the other day I was wearing my glasses and they fell off my face and I sat on them. So now I got to use tape to fix them.
Your pants or your glasses?
Both.
Oh, no.
That's me, Dongathan.
No.
But are we ready to do the ceremony? I heard that was happening.
Let's do it. I think Clemence is back.
No, I'm not.
That's a strange. That doesn't make sense because she was here, so she would have been back.
Kristen, I swear to God, don't ruin this for me.
I'm just adding just a continuity thing for the script.
Why is she flying around above us? That makes so much sense. Why we can still hear her, but she's not here because she's flying around above us, Tristan.
But she's here still, like in the area. Says Dale.
She's in the air.
I mean.
Air. E above us.
Are you saying she's in the air? Air?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, one sec. Let me flip the page. Okay. Jail takes out a big, long scimitar.
Scimitar.
And puts it down and says, guys, we can't use that. That's dangerous.
Yeah. That is. It's dangerous, man. Don't do that.
Yeah, well, that's not part of the ceremony.
Stop it, man. Tristan.
Yeah.
I've lost track of who I am.
You're Dale, I think.
Okay.
I think cool. If they'll time, you've been Dale.
Do I have the scimitar?
No, I think I do.
Okay, cool.
Jail.
Jail.
Not me. Am I in this story? Is Tristan Wheeler in this story?
No.
Wait a minute.
No, he isn't. All right, Jail, stop waving around that scimitar. You're going to hurt somebody.
Hey, guys, I'm Tristan Wheeler. Oh, no.
Dale.
I was always much less cool than my best friend, Jack.
My friend,
I
Jack.
I wish I didn't die like this. My best friend, Jack. He's going to miss me so bad.
You just killed Tristan, man.
You.
You.
Get it? From South Park.
No.
Okay.
Yep.
Yes, I did, but he was close to the scimitar, but luckily that now figures the issue of the ceremony. Now we can go home.
All right. Bye. Everybody go home.
Bye.
I can still hear you. It's bye, guys.
Dungleton.
You can see
Wait,
me
Doman.
Over the trees.
Doman!
Everybody loves me. Here,
Doman.
Have
Doman.
Croissants.
Doman. Yeah. those croissants are normal size for him. So they're like
still warm.
12 feet long for us.
Bye, guys.
Bye, Doman. I guess I got a food for a week with this giant croissant.
Yep.
Bye.
Bye. Later, Doman.
Bye, Doman. Debbie Dungleton, I better go. My pocket protector, the ink is all over my shirt. I'm gonna have to get a dry clean. Dungleton steps on a rake and it hits him in the face. I'm gonna go. And he leaves. So now it is just me and you.
Yep.
Dale and Jail, like always.
That is us, and I am he.
Well, why don't we hold hands and walk into this beautiful sunset?
Let's do that.
The end.
Well, 1 second, I gotta play the theme song again.
Sorry.
Bye. All right, and that was...
I think we should get words for that.
That
ASAP.
Was Requiem for a Tuesday. What words would you think they would be good?
I think we're talking about Dale, and his friend Jail are two best friends ever. Dale and Jail, Jaily, Jail, and Dale. Something like that.
Yeah, that sounds good.
Something like that. So I guess that was your script.
Yep.
I would say don't send it out just yet.
Don't quit my day job, are you saying?
Don't quit your day job. I think it
what
needs
if I already
another,
did?
You did today.
Yeah, I did. Personal news.
Yeah, so you quit it to pursue this script, hey?
Yeah.
Mm.
Not a fan?
Don't think that was the best decision.
What do you think would be the best
issue? I would think maybe, hey, maybe this will give you time. Maybe I definitely work on this. Maybe find another job in the meantime until you feel like this could be, till you get word back. Once you get word back from someone, quit your job.
Okay.
And I don't know if you're ever going to quit your job then in that case, but just.
I don't like that.
All right, Jack. Well, I guess that was your script.
Yeah.
I'm not sure if I liked it, but.
It's so hot in here.
It's warm.
I just want to put that out there to the world.
Do we have one last segment?
We do.
I think we had
that
somewhere.
Let me just whip
that
up.
We whipped it up.
Let's see. Is it called Would You Rather?
Oh, I know this one.
Here, let me play the theme song for that.
Wrong knob. No, 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 no. Play the actual
one. Oh, whoops, wrong one. Sorry. Let me play the actual one. Here we are.
Whoops. You want to start?
Would you rather wanna
was this,
make me
did you,
cry?
While we were doing the script, did you put these,
would you rather wanna burn
these shreds together and make this again?
Would you rather
yeah.
wanna
wow, that's actually pretty impressive.
Fly.
I feel like I can almost.
Thanks, man.
I can almost.
I couldn't fix the part where it cuts out of nowhere, but you know.
I feel like you can't, yeah, you can't restore, you know, past
yeah.
a restoration, right?
Life's a nightmare sometimes.
Yeah, you can't like restore Citizen Kane and be like, well, maybe let's just change this weird bit with that parrot.
Yeah, maybe so it's Rosebud and like the bud is weed.
Yeah, maybe we should. That
like Rose a, smoking bud.
Yeah, that
there's
would
an
be
idea
a good
for
one.
A t-shirt.
A Citizen Kane weed t-shirt
yeah.
that says
Rose smoke bud.
And it's just the iconic mouth shot and it has a joint.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
All right, we got some screen printing to do.
Yeah, we have some screen.
All right, first we do
the next radio pizza party t-shirt.
Rose smoke bud.
Oh, God.
Would you rather live till you're 100 but have 100 pains or live till you're 30 and have one pain?
100 pains. Of glass, of pain, P-A-I-N, like of pain, like in your body or like?
Yeah.
I said two options.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm going to take it as 100 pains in your body. And I'm going to say live to 100, but 100 pains might be the better option. But what's this one pain when you're 30?
You get shot in the head.
At 30?
No, at 14.
Ooh, so you
you're
live...
fine.
Oh, but you don't get any sort of like brain damage
or... It smarts.
What?
Like it smarts. It's not. It hurts.
What? I don't get it.
You know, like when something smarts, it hurts?
I don't know that. I'm not from a long drop sort of society.
Oh, you have never heard? You've never heard like an old Dennis the Menace cartoon? He's like, oh, jeez, that smoits.
Oh, smoits.
You know, it smoits.
Okay, sure, yeah. So you get shot in the head at 14. Does it hurt really bad? Does it hurt you for the rest of your life? What's the scenario there?
It hurts for a while, yeah.
Okay, I think I'm going to choose the 100 years old, 100 pains.
Okay. Do you know what the 100 pains
are? What would you pick?
I'd die at 30. Do you know what the 100 pains are? You got shot in the head 100 times.
Oh, man. Once a year?
No, in 1 year.
Damn. That's twice a week. Oh, that's like, I don't even want to do the math. It's like 25 times a week.
Yeah, three times a day.
Oh.
You're getting dinged in the dome piece.
Is this the last month of your life?
No.
Oh, man.
It's when you're 50.
Oh, so are you hurt severely throughout
this? Yeah, at a point you just have a tunnel through your head
because
it doesn't heal.
That's horrible.
And the weird part, it's through your eyes. It goes in one eye and out the other.
That's like
but you can still see.
Those old circus guys, they would put swords through their bodies, but they'd basically just sort of like slowly poke a hole through their bodies with a sword so it looked like... So it had like a scar tissued hole in them?
Yeah.
Like almost like a piercing through like their chest. It's wild.
Yeah. David Blaine does that.
Does he really?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah. I'd rather live till I'm 30.
Okay. Well, I guess, but still, I don't know. I think even if you still live a better life if you live till 50 with old.
It's your opinion.
Okay.
All right.
Next one. Another one.
Would you rather fall down a cliff or eat a million Cliff Bars? And none of them are chocolate mint.
Chocolate mint, the tastiest Cliff Bar.
It's
nothing more than a big proteiny mass of mint and chocolate. After a long hike.
Fall down a cliff. How long of a cliff? How big of a cliff?
It varies.
Wait, so this happens multiple times or for each instant? It happens to you once, but you don't know how long. It's like a gamble.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. What is the likelihood that it's a very survivable cliff? Like you may get a broken wrist, but nothing more than that. They got 100%.
58.
Okay, so pretty good. And what is the other remaining percent? Potentially.
32%, you're going to die.
Ooh.
34%, you're going to break more than one bone. 38%, you're going to break every bone in your body.
But survive.
Yeah.
Yeah. I know a guy who broke a lot of his bones once. And then a million cliff bars, but none of them are chocolate mint, which I'm not going to stand for, so I'm going to do the cliff.
All right, sweet. Me too.
Okay.
All right, that's been our show for the day.
That was Would You Rather. Well, that was Would You Rather.
Yeah. Let me play us out on that one. Yeah,
if you do that bagpipe song.
Dude, Sophie's going to kill you. That's Scotland the Brave.
Yeah, I know, but I should... Would you rather wanna hurt me? Be Scotland the Coward. Which is what Sophie is.
It's okay, she never listens this far into an episode.
Would you rather wanna burn me?
Alright.
Would you rather wanna see me fly?
Cut it!
Hey!
Get those lights off!
Let's cut a rug. So what's the haps on the craps, man?
Well, I guess that was Radio Pizza Party.
I guess it was. I guess another week of
hilarity. Which, I mean, we had to basically come up with this on air because Jack destroyed all the files, which I just want to bring up one last time before we end. If you liked today's episode, which I don't know why you would because nothing was planned.
It was a good one. Thanks, Doughboy.
Hey, Doughman.
Hey, guys.
Oh, I love you. I love you, Doughman.
I'm going to leave again.
Bye.
Doughman. Bye, Doughman.
I guess he's based on a real person.
Yes, I am. I'm your dad, Tristan.
Oh.